Hi and welcome. This is Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, where your passion meets God's purpose. I believe God created you for a purpose. So why not purposefully live every day of your life by embracing your uniqueness and walking in the fullness of who Christ created you to be?
Hey y'all, it is Monday. It's Monday. It is Mindset Monday. Y'all, I'm so excited. Listen, this is Latrice Bartley. I am here with a smile, excited, ignited, activated. Come on, y'all, this word is giving me life today. Can y'all tell I'm pumped? And it is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If you can't tell, car ministry, I'm in my car again, y'all. I got my baby in gymnastics and she doing a little thing. And I came out here, I was meditating on this word, y'all. It's boiling in my soul. So listen, if you just fell on my YouTube channel, maybe you're at the podcast, however you're listening, maybe you're on a replay because this is pre-recorded. I want you to know that I love God. I love His word. I am a mama. I am homeschooling, married for 19 years plus in November. Okay. Like, I have a business. Why am I telling you all that? Because I have goals. But what I'm here to help you do is get fit. God first, goal second. What does that mean? We're going to get focused, intentional, and tenacious because it's God first, goal second. I don't know about you. I don't know where you are. Maybe you are just working the job and you're trying to be faithful and you're praying and you need them finances to align up. I don't know what your goal is, to write the book, do whatever it is. I am here to encourage you. We are setting our minds. And what does that mean? You already know that the foundational, our anchor scripture rather, for Mindset Monday is let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Y'all, He's coming back. He is coming back. And I would love to get on here and give you a cute quote and just say all the cute things. But I take this responsibility, this platform that God has given me. It is His. I like to say, I am just a voice crying in the wilderness. I'm making way for the Lord. That's all I'm here. Please don't look at me, but see that Jesus sent me, okay? So I am here because I want my mamas to know you need Christ. I want, if you don't have any children, you single, you need Christ. You married, honey, you really need Christ. Listen, to stay married and love these husbands and them husbands love them wives, and we represent and show forth Christ's love, you better have Christ. So anyway, that's why we getting ready to get fit. Y'all, I'm pumped today. Woo! All right, so let me get started. Today, we're going through Ephesians, right? We were dealing with aim. Well, I'm going to parallel today with another passage. And today is called, if I had to give it a theme, if I be very honest, I did not give it a theme. So I'm going to say, continue to believe. Okay. Just stay with me. And I'm so excited, y'all. I'm trying to calm myself down. I can hear my daddy in my head. My daddy be like, calm down. You were so good, but calm down. No, he be saying slow down because he know when I get pumped, I'll be going. All right. I hear you, daddy, in the spirit. So I'm slowing down. So here's today, as I said, continue to believe. All right. Ephesians. I'm going to summarize it. Your homework. Come on, I'm getting fit. Y'all know what get fit is. It's in the spiritual. And then inside out, it's an inside out work. Come on, think with me. Remember, whenever we naturally are getting fit, we're not just changing our body from the outside. No, that's what the world does. They say, oh, I'm going to be a size two. The reality is inside things, whether it's emotional eating, you stressed out. There are triggers that is lending to why your outside look the way it do. Some people, they in the gym 28/7, if there be such a thing. They so skinny, they don't even realize they need to go eat. But the reality is they're too out of touch. They think that exterior that look good, but they're a hot mess. Cute body, cute shape, but they have no confidence is my word. Being trademarked, don't try to come for that word, okay? It's the inside. And so they're constantly so absorbed. They look nice, but they don't even know they on the verge of sickly because they need to eat. And hear me, spiritually, because their confidence is of themselves and in their body. Come on. So now let's go in the spirit. So when I say get fit, we're getting focused and intentional and tenacious because heaven is our goal. Everything down here, this world is going to pass away, but we are getting our souls, our spirit, our body, which has three parts to it, right? Okay. So today, Ephesians 2 is where we're coming from. All right. So when we look at Ephesians 2, this is what it says, and I'm not going to actually read it. I'm going to summarize it before I go into Colossians. Here's Ephesians 2. Put my eyes on y'all. Ephesians 2 reminds us that we were dead in trespasses and sins. In other words, we lived according to the ways of the world, following our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our thoughts, okay? But God, y'all, we have hope already. He is rich in mercy, all right? He is rich in mercy because of his great love. Remember, he adopted us in love, y'all. Because of his great love for you and I, he made us alive with Christ even though we were dead in trespasses. So what does that mean? You are saved by grace. Come on, I'm giving you the high level. I want you to read it this week. He raised you up with Christ and seated you. Come on, seated you with him in heaven in Christ Jesus. Y'all, this is so powerful because remember, I started Ephesians off with aim, and I started talking about the plan and our position. Y'all, we are positioned in Christ. We are positioned for greatness. Not that we boast. No, it's not about our works or, oh, I did this and it. No. It was the blood that positioned us, y'all. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hear me. And then I love, y'all know, Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are his workmanship. Come on, this is all Ephesians 2. I'm just summarizing it. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. Y'all, I could just close this thing out right there. Okay, listen to me. That alone is transforming. Because if you said, why do I need to get fit? That's why. Y'all, I'm putting this. I didn't think about when I was in here. I might need some air. Amen. All right, there we go. Give me a little bit of air. All right. So, y'all, it reminds us, y'all, that he prepared it beforehand. So why is that important? When I'm saying get fit, why would you not? If you know that your parents is already... Y'all, I was good and my little video cut off. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I was saying, if we know that God has a plan for us, he's already planned. You remember I say we start our day from a place called done. This scripture reminds us he already prepared. So when we're getting in the presence of God, we say, Holy Spirit, come on, guide us. You already know, my children. You already know the best pathway to a marriage that is full of unity and that we're on one accord. You know, all right, y'all. And then as we go on in Ephesians 2, it reminds us without Christ, hear me, without Christ, you and I were excluded from citizenship. My son and I was just going over that in geography. We were talking about citizenship, and I was explaining to him Civil War and what all of that means when when two groups began to war within the same country and then split off, right? Civil War. And so we talked about citizenship and the rights that citizenship give you. Well, without Christ, we were excluded from citizenship. Listen, foreigners to the covenant of promise. We didn't have any hope, y'all. Oh, but God, come on. But now in Christ Jesus, we have been brought near by the blood of Christ, y'all. We have dual citizenship. What does that mean? Listen, it's something to be a citizen in Italy and a citizen and United States of America. In some countries, you have to forfeit one, but it's a process, right? In kingdom, we have dual citizenship. In other words, we get our orders from up here. We seated in heavenly places. But guess what? There's some things that we're doing down here, but we can't be of the world. We can't forget that our home is in heaven, okay? Come on. We have to operate every day with eternity, with Christ at the forefront, all right? So Christ Jesus is our cornerstone. In him, the whole building being put together. Y'all, that's Ephesians 2 on a high level. Now, why is that so important? Because Ephesians 2 reminds us of the mercies and the grace of God, right? Well, I want us to look at, too, Colossians 2. 19 through 23. And here's what it says. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Here's verse 21. This includes you who were once far away from God. Remember, Ephesians just got through telling us we were brought. Listen, the blood of Christ brought us near. In Colossians in 2 verse 21, it says you were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. But here's what verse 22 says. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy, you are blameless, and you stand before him without a single fault. Y'all, that's powerful. Let me say that again, because I'm going somewhere with that. You are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. This is how he sees us. But come on, because y'all know the word, you got a part to this. That's why we're getting fit. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. Words to remember. Y'all know how I am about words. I love words. Whenever I'm reading, I'm always saying, Holy Spirit, I don't care if it's a scripture I know. Show me what you want me to know. You know, open up the eyes of my understanding. Here are some words I want you to remember. Reconcile. Reconcile means to be restored. Okay, that's what we're going to remember. Restored. Accuser. Accuser is a person who claims that someone has committed an offense or done something wrong. Why am I saying that? Because the word of God reminds us in Colossians, y'all, that this is how he looks at us. He said, I have already restored you. But guess what? There's an accuser of the brethren. Y'all already know who that is, right? Satan. He's the father of the deeds. Doubt, deception, delays, discouragement. He's constantly trying to make you be unwavering in your faith. Disbelief. Did he really say? He's still playing the same tricks that he started out in Genesis. Y'all, over 2,000 plus years ago. Come on. But we have to know what verse 23 said. We must continue to believe the truth and stand firmly in it and don't drift away from the assurance that we received when we heard the good news. In other words, I like to say sometimes we got to hit our recall button. We got to remember the good news of the word. Come on. So I want to encourage you through them just 3 points. All right, let's get fit. Continue to believe this truth. The word of God, y'all, it is our source of truth. It is the truth. Everything has to be filtered. Everything has to align to the word of God. And I want to encourage you with that one part through this scripture. And it's in Romans 4:20 through 24. All right, here's what it says. And it's talking about Abraham. He did not waver in unbelief at God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God because he was fully convinced. Let me say that again. Because he was fully convinced that what God had promised, he was able to do. Therefore, it was credited to him for righteousness. Now, it was credited to him was not written for Abraham alone. Come on. But also for us, for you and me. It will be credit to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Y'all, this word give me some hope. Do you hear me? Hold on, got to go get my baby. Okay, y'all. So I'm going to finish this. So here's what it reminds us in this passage. I just read that to you. Is that not powerful? But I really need to read this whole passage. So just bear with me, okay? Because this part is so important. Remember, our three steps is continue to believe, stand firm in truth, don't drift away. But the core to standing firm, not drifting away, is your belief system. So bear with me on this. I want to really read this to you. And I want to read it in, I'm sorry, one more version. Hear it in a message version, okay? This is so powerful. I want to read it in a message version. Always remember what I told you about your versions. I love the message version, but notice that we always want to kind of keep closer to our context, okay? So New King James Version, King James Version, our great English Standard Version is great. And then when you're just reading, trying to read it like a story, understand, NLT is great, Message Version is great. So I don't want anyone to get confused. This is just another version, okay? And I always just like to, I'm a teacher at heart, so I don't want to assume everybody is seasoned in the faith. Someone may be, you may follow my video and this is your first time hearing about the Word of God and reading. So I'm reading from right now the Message version, okay? But this is powerful. Hear it. Same scripture, okay? This is Romans 4, chapter 4, all right? We call Abraham father, not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. I'm gonna keep going. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he dared to trust God to do what only God could do. Y'all hear that? He dared to trust God to do what only God could do. Raise the dead to life. With a word, make something out of nothing. With a word. Come on, we getting fit, y'all. We're getting focused, intentional, and tenacious. With God's word, we can do anything. Let me keep going. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. Y'all better come on and get fit. It's about to get real good because it's done documented. Get fit. Stay with me. All right. Then when we keep going, y'all, here we go, 19 through 25, still in the Message version. Abraham didn't focus on his impotence and say it's hopeless. No, this 100-year-old body could never father a child. That's what he didn't say. Nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. Come on, y'all. Hear me. Let me pause for a minute. In other words, they said Abraham didn't look at what he saw. He knew that there was something else. He believed God's word. It said he didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking cautiously skeptical questions. This is what Abraham did. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he had said. That's why it is said, come on, y'all ready? Abraham was declared fit. Yes, it do. That's what it say in the Message version. Abraham was declared fit before God by trusting God to set him right. But this is where I get good, y'all. But it's not just Abraham. It's also us. The same thing gets said about us when we embrace and believe the one who brought Jesus to life when the conditions were equally hopeless. This sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God, set us right with God. Yo, is this not blowing your mind? Oh, maybe it ain't, but it's blowing mine. Hear me. The word of God makes us fit. I said the fit process is inside out. We must begin to be able to really transform the way God wants us to do and be able to affect and reach souls. We are to be that light in the world, y'all, of God's transforming, his transforming power, of his mercy, of his grace. But we must believe. And that's what the scripture is reminding us of, the power of God, of the power of his death and his when he gave his son Jesus, and his death, his burial, his resurrection. Y'all, when we receive Christ in our heart, y'all, we have power. The living one, Christ is living in us. He is alive in us. So come on, we must, y'all, as I just got through saying, we have to continue to believe. We cannot doubt and give up. And I love this story of Abraham. But when you go into Hebrews, there's a section on the heroes of faith. Come on, we have a cloud of witnesses that stood in hard times, y'all. And so we have to know that God is faithful. And I love that word reconcile. I want to just say something about that. Me and my husband was talking about this today, because remember, in our words to remember, reconcile, it means restore. But if you think about it financially, because I do a lot of sometimes our finances, or if you think about an account, when they're trying to reconcile that account, right, and you trying to keep up, they need the ledger, all the expenses, all the things. But it ain't not like a good credit. Listen, that credit can reconcile that thing quick when you're trying to keep up. But when, let's say you get a credit of $1 million, whatever, a credit, listen, you like, woo, y'all, we got a credit in the spirit. Think about it. Think about you trying to reconcile all your sins for all the years you was in the world. But we don't even have to worry. There was a credit, and his name was Jesus, y'all. And he took away all the debts, y'all, that we owe. Hear me. So why is that important? Because when you believe and you understand, just like Abraham, he never wavered. He didn't waver. Y'all, and neither can we. We must take God at his word. So we come to stand firm. Come on, don't waver. It's time that we get fit in faith, y'all. We must read, study, meditate, believe this word, speak it. Remember what I said? Yes, it was the message version, but it said he didn't go speaking and saying and surveying Sarah and doing, no. He took God at his word, y'all. And this is so important, because the reality is he's coming back. The struggle is real. We are in hard times, but we must know that we are on the winning side. We are not fighting for victory. We're fighting from a stance of victory. Hear me. So then we stand firm. We don't buck. That don't mean them winds and waves. Come on. Let's go to Peter. We love to talk about he walked, but we got to keep our eyes on our Savior. The waves are gonna toss to and fro. The winds are gonna blow hard, but we must know that God is faithful, y'all. He's faithful. And the last one, number three, don't drift away. This is so important. I'm telling you to stand firm. Don't drift away from the good news, from the truth of God's word, y'all. Silence the background noise. Hear me. When you look up the definition of drift, it means to be carried slowly by a current of air or water. To be carried slowly. Hear that? Hear me in the spirit, y'all. So many believers, we are not being the light that God has called us to be, because the reality is we're drifting away. The world don't see no difference. Who's talking about heaven? Who's talking about holiness, salvation, like, who's got their eyes on heaven? Who's reminding people that he's coming back? Y'all, don't get the message twisted. We got to keep the main thing the main thing. And when we think about drifting, I think about the beach. I remember my dad used to take us to the beach all the time. And my dad would say, stay right here. Y'all, it was so crazy that you could stay somewhere, right? And we'd be playing. And then before you know it, you look up, you all the way out here. You're like, oh, God. Because the reality is you didn't realize the current was carrying you out. Hear me. And then my dad, we'd get to going back. Thank God we were good swimmers. But we didn't realize them waves was coming in. And they were subtle in some ways. We had done gotten so far out, and we would have to swim on back. Y'all, come on, don't drift away. Don't get so immersed in social media and Instagram and keeping up and all the things. Be careful what you're listening to. Be careful what you're allowing your eyes to see and your ears, your gateways, y'all. Be careful. Guard your heart. Guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life, y'all. Pay attention. Don't drift away. You got to choose your relationships. You can't be associated with everyone. Come on, hear me. So I just want to encourage you today. I pray something I said encourage you, y'all. This is how we're setting our mind this week. Because the reality is business, leveling up. When you take care of God's business, he take care of yours, period. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat. And I'm dead serious. That's in Matthew. So he will do just what he said. He's faithful, y'all. All right? So that's all I have. I pray something I said encourage you. Get fit. Come on, get focused, intentional, and tenacious. We're going to read this word. Colossians 2, 19 through 23. Ephesians chapter 2, the whole chapter. Okay, you got a whole week, the whole chapter. All right? And what are we going to do? Number one, we're going to continue to believe. What? The truth of God's word. Number two, stand firm. Stand firm. In what? The truth of God's word. We're not going to waver. What he said, he means, all right? Don't drift away. Don't drift away. From what? The truth of God's word. All right? Listen. Y'all feeling excited like me? I feel all right. I feel all right. All right. Y'all know I love singing. Okay, but I'm going to let you go. I don't even know how long this video is because I had to split it up. But that's all right. Come on. I'll see you next week. Bye.